Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch. Yeah, I said.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Chicago bring us back. Check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Mary Cantando is our guest, our longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of The Woman's Advantage. And we're talking about loving up our customers and getting prospects to find out how much of an advantage it is for them to work with us. Mary, thanks again for hanging out with us. I said earlier that face-to-face is the original social media. And I just want to encourage, let's be honest, Mary, you and I are baby boomers. Face-to-face right. is falling off a log for us. It's one hand tied behind your back easy for us, right? But exactly. For the younger generations, I really do want to encourage them. For some reason, face-to-face, there's a little bit of an issue there for some of them, and I don't know why, but I think they just need to I'm saying this to everyone. Because you and I know people our age who've gotten to the point where they kind of stay in their cave. You've got to get up off your backside. You got to go out into the fresh air. You got to go up and knock on doors and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" Or "John, we've lost that loving feeling. How do we get it back?" You know, and you got to do that with your customers, don't you?
Yeah. And I think one of the greatest things that you can do, Jim, is to introduce people to each other. So you've got a client and you've got a prospect and you think they may be able to do business together, schedule a lunch and bring those two people together. So there's nothing in it. It's not like you're going to try to sell something to somebody or pitch your latest product or anything. You're just bringing those two people together. So, and if you think about that, if you can bring a client and a prospect together and they can end up doing business together on both sides or either side, you have really won points with
right.
those people.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Now, one of my favorite things to do is to introduce people to other people.
Oh, right. Absolutely. And it just, you really do. You just win friends all around. And even if that prospect if you'd been 18 on their list of potential vendors, you just move right to the top.
Mm-hmm.
It is really amazing.
Well, and I have to tell you this, and I think this is, I just, you know, as you know, Mary, I call things like they are around here. This is something that introducing other people to each other is a big deal. Going out and calling on somebody is a big deal. We talked about sending them the notes and all that sort of thing. You never know what it's going to take for someone to be touched by whatever you're doing. But the main thing that you're doing is you're demonstrating your values to them. This is all a part of values, Mary. And I've been talking more and more about this for the last couple of years. Value is what do you deliver. Values are who you are. And
absolutely.
More and more people can find what you sell 9 ways from Sunday. But what you are is what's unique, and that's what's differentiating more and more people, more and more companies with customers. What do you think?
That is so true. That is so true. And if you can, I'll tell you, I had really great success once with this new female executive who had come to town, and I held just a small luncheon for her with maybe 6 people. And the benefit of that, of people getting to meet someone like that, and the woman herself, because she was new in town, it was a big deal for her to meet other women. It's still playing out, and I bet that was 6 years ago I did that,
mm-hmm.
and it's still playing out, and it really sets you apart. And, you know, going back to the values thing, it really says that you understand that even though someone is a big-time exec, that that she would like to get to know people personally mm-hmm. in a new situation.
And there's one there's one other thing, Mary, that I really think needs to be said. And I just think this is just the truth. Ladies are more likely to be touched by those gestures than guys are. And Mary,
I think you're probably right.
They just are, and I'm not saying do it to manipulate. I'm just saying that more and more decision makers are ladies, and they appreciate those kind of touches. I'm not saying guys don't. I just say that ladies do more. What do you think?
I think you're probably right, Jim. I've got no research at all to back it up, but just
small things
like
mean
that feel,
small gestures are a bigger deal to ladies than they are to men.
I think you're probably right. I think you're probably right.
Go ahead.
If that's the case, then I guess I'm pretty lucky because that's the kind of stuff I do, and that's the market that I'm working with, right?
Exactly. No, but I just think what I'm getting at is if I'm trying to build a relationship with a guy, then I might think, well, he's not going to like that because I wouldn't like that. But if you're trying to build a relationship with a lady, she really will respond to that. So if you're genuine about that, if that's how you feel, don't minimize that because you wouldn't do it for a guy. You might want to do it for a lady. And I hope you don't, folks, I'm not generalizing. I just think that's the way it is. Hey, Mary, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Always fun, Jim.
Tell us the website again one more time quickly.
womansadvantage.biz.
Check it out. And don't forget her calendar's coming out, ladies. You're going to want that. Make sure you get your order in for next year. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.